The Argyle Frontline will receive a facelift this weekend as part of the Read and Adventure Summer School Cleanup Campaign. Founder of the organization, Kimisha Matthews, told NBC News how the organization came into existence.
The organization started in 2021 after I realized that our education system was slightly damaged with the COVID-19 pandemic. At that period, I took the initiative to begin the reading camp to assist children who were struggling with their reading ability and comprehension. And since then, it has been a success. This would be our third year having our camp, which would be in July, August this year.
Ms. Matthews explained why the cleanup campaign is being carried out.
Recently, I had a little meeting with some colleagues, and we were looking at activities or different ways we can empower our young children, because at the moment, our children are not really doing much. They're quite consumed with technology. And so I took the initiative to have a little drive across to the Argyle site, as I had some lessons to do for my class, and the condition of the Argyle front was very horrible. I met with my team, we spoke about it, we planned, and we figured that we should do something to create an environmental awareness among our children, the community, and the country on a whole. We also thought that it would also empower our children to keep in mind the importance of disposing of their trash properly.
And Ms. Matthews is encouraging persons to join the cleanup campaign on Saturday, noting that every citizen has a part to play in keeping the country clean.
We want to begin at 8:30, 9 o'clock. We want to meet at the Argyle Primary School there on the left side at 9 o'clock, the latest. We have our parents who will be joining us on Saturday, 4th of March. We are really encouraging everyone to be a part of our cleanup campaign and try to keep our country clean as much as possible, because at the end of the day, we are all responsible for each other, and we should try our best to keep our country clean and have a sustainable environment where we can all live.
That was Kimisha Matthews, founder of the Reading Adventures Summer School, which would be carrying out a cleanup campaign at Argyle on Saturday. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.